Amen. You love the Lord, say amen. Amen. Boy, it's good to see this good crowd out tonight or today. We appreciate you for coming. Amen. From the very bottom of my heart, you're visiting with us. We're just so glad you came to Morning View this morning. Amen. I hope you'll enjoy it. Amen. Enough that you just have a desire to come back and be with us. But we do appreciate it this morning from the very bottom of my heart. Good to have Miranda's baby, Easton. Amen. Miranda, can you hold him up for us? Amen. Stand up and hold that baby boy up. Ain't he precious? All right. Thank God for that. Amen. We just keep building these Sunday schools up. Amen. And so we appreciate that from the very bottom of my heart. Amen. But let's remember all these prayer requests that we've had. It's so good that Sister Toby got a great report this week. We sure are thankful for that. And still remember Sister Teresa and her husband in our prayers. Still remember Emily and JT there in the hospital in Atlanta, Brother Billy Lumpkin, and then all of our shut-ins that we've got so many that's not able to come out to the house of the Lord like they once could. And so let's remember each one of them. Then also don't forget, men, that Tuesday night will be Brotherhood. And so Brother Tyler Barron will be here preaching. And that'll be Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. So we're looking forward to you coming and being part of that and having a good meal. And so we encourage all the brethren to come and be a part of that Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. So remember that. Remember also, if you'd like to put your car, trunk or treat. So at the trunk or treat, we'll line them up all the way around for the kids. We'll be having candy and things like that to give out to the kids that come around and through. If you have not signed up, Brother Gary, stand up just a minute. Amen. This is Gary Ingram, in case you don't know. Amen. Or if you ever need a loan, either one, that man can help you, I'm telling you. But we appreciate Brother Gary. Now, he'll be leading. Are you going to Children's Church today? He'll leave to go to Children's Church right after the song service for kids 4 to 8 that would like to go. You can go with Brother Gary, and they have a meeting down there, and it's good for the kids. But if you just need to see him today, okay? So take care of that for me, and we appreciate that. The more the better, amen. So let's just go to meeting. You want to have a good time this morning, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said today is the day the Lord has made. We should what?
Rejoice.
Tell me that one more time. Some people didn't know it. Today is the day the Lord has made. We should
rejoice.
So let's do that today. Let's stand together. Let's go to meeting. We're going to ask our ushers to come around, and we're going to give you an opportunity to rejoice over what you're going to give. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Ain't God good to us? Amen. But let's just have a good time in the Lord. We appreciate what you give. That's how we're continuing to build on and just keep going out and out and out. And so we thank God for that. Let's just go to meeting. Let the Lord have his will and way. We leave here saying it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. So let's just go to meeting today. Amen. Amen. Let us just pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you today over this offering. We pray, Lord, that your blessings be upon it. I pray, Lord, that you'll touch each one, God, that they'll give from the bottom of their heart. Lord, and when they do that, God, that you'll give the increase. And God, that then becomes yours, and we'll do that according to your will to be done with it. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll multiply it. We'll see the seed sowed, and we'll see great things happen here on this hill. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings you bestowed upon us. Lord, we're just so excited about what God's doing here at Morning View Baptist Church. And we thank you, Lord, for each visitor, each member that we have with us today. We hope and pray they'll feel welcome. Let's just go to meeting. We ask God for your presence. When it comes time to break the bread of life, you'll hide us behind the cross. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. We humbly pray. Amen. Let's go to meeting.
Thank you. I want to say I love the Lord first of all this morning and thank him for letting me be able just to get up and be back in his house again. You know, we're all so blessed just to get up every morning, to wake our eyes up every morning. We're just so blessed. But I love serving God. I love coming to the church, and I just love fellowship. But I'm going to sing a song this morning, He Chose to Live in Me, and I'm so thankful that he chose to live in me. Y'all pray for me. He could have picked a flower.
counts the stars one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shore. He sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, all creatures great and small. And he knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. And he knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of a life, but I know in whom I have believed. And he knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. And he knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, I can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. He knew who I was when he carried my cross. He knew that I would fail him, but he took the loss. And he knows my name. Every step that every move that I make, every tear that I cry, he knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, I can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. Every move that every tear that I cry, and he knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. Every step that I take, every tear that I cry.
We're going to try this song. Y'all know this is my testimony. And the devil gets after me every time I start to sing it, 'cause he knows how far out in the world I was before God got a hold of me. God brought me back, and I've come too far to turn back now.
I love this song here. You know, I've been in this race for a long time, but I ain't always run it like God wanted me to. But if you haven't been in it, you just started today, you've already come too far to turn back on God. So y'all just be much in prayer for us.
I've come too far to look back. Thank you.
service so far. Say amen. Amen. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord. I appreciate each one of you. Turn your Bible to the book of Philippians, chapter number 2, verse 5 through verse number 8. We're looking forward to when all of our expansion as far as inside is completed and everything is done that we want to do on the inside. That don't mean we've stopped. We're just moving to other areas, but we're just going to keep going. And we appreciate you for what you're doing for us. And I want on that Sunday when we're absolutely finished, when Brother Greg says we're done on the inside, it's 100% finished, I'm going to get Brother Mark Lumpkin and Airborne. They're going to come be with us on that Sunday morning, and if they're already booked, they can cancel it and come and be with us on that morning. We're going to have Victory Sunday, amen. And man, we're going to come in and we're just going to praise God for what he's done and what he's doing, and we're going to let them sing during a worship service, and then I'm going to preach to them for about an hour, amen. Hey, man. Brother Mark, is that all right? You can come out of the closet, son. That all right? Amen. I love it. Great. Boy, that worked out perfect. Amen. Amen. Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 8. Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 8. Amen. I wouldn't just do that with just anybody, but Mark's my dear friend. Amen. Or used to be. Amen. Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 5, reading through verse number 8. Amen. You pray for us, we'll be able to get absent from the body and get prayers of the Lord. Amen. Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 5, reading through verse number 8. The Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Look at verse number 6. He said, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Thank you, Brother Robbie. Verse number 7. But listen to this right here. I want you to get exactly what the Lord did. Verse number 7, he said, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Verse number 8. And being found as a man, and fashioned as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, how God, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, that I'll be able, Lord, to make the crossing today. Lord, you'll give us that liberty that we need. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll lead and guide and direct. Lord, give us the understanding of what you've laid upon our heart. Bring back remembrance that, God, that we've studied. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name, and we humbly pray, amen. Amen and amen. Have very familiar scripture. And that we're here in the book of Philippians that Paul is writing about. Amen. And everybody find a message. But I want to preach on for a little while today. It'll be on this right here. What love does. Amen. What love does. That word love is a big old word. Amen. Love can hurt you. Love can destroy you. Listen. But man, what love does, amen. Listen, we think about the love between family. Listen, and children and grandchildren. Listen, and friends. But we look at the love of God, amen. When we focus on the love of God toward mankind, our neighbor today. Listen, and I ask you this question right here. Would you or me do what Jesus did? Would you or me do what Jesus did? He swapped the palace of heaven for a grim old cow stall, or a mule stall, or an old stall barn. Neighbor today, listen, he exchanged that today. He exchanged the worship of angels. Listen, left the portals of glory. Listen, for the company of killers. Listen, neighbor today, he could have held the universe in the palm of his hand, but he gave it all up to become the Son of Man. Listen, I wonder today, could you do that? Listen, Jesus did, amen. Listen, if you knew only a few people would ever care that you came, I wonder, would you do that? Neighbor today, I wonder if you rejecting you, that people would spit upon you, and they would mock you, and they would drive nails upon your hands and upon your feet. I listen and drive a spear within your side. I listen, would you leave the portals of glory and never come to this world to be treated like that? I know I wouldn't. I listen, neighbor, today, but Jesus did. I listen, why did Christ do that? Because that's exactly, neighbor, today, what his love does. Amen. I listen, the Bible said there is no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life, a neighbor, for his friends. I listen, what a love between the Lord and you and I today. A neighbor, that's just what our love does. A neighbor, we look at three things. A neighbor, the Lord being our helper on this today. What does love does? What does his love do for me and you today? A neighbor, I thought about this. Number one today, his love is unconditional. Amen. Ain't you glad of that? It is unconditional. Amen. The Greek word for love is an agape love. It's an everlasting love. This is a love, listen, as truest of all loves. A neighbor, that Paul described, listen, when he began to write and began to read of the love to Jesus and by Jesus. I'm telling you today, and never you may come here and you just feel like you don't have a friend in the world. You may feel like you've been defeated, you've been discouraged, you've been put down, you've been cast aside, listen, or cast out. But I got no good news for you today. The love of God, he loves you, and he loves you unconditional today. He loves you unconditional. It's a unconditional love. Now, people will love you today as long as you can give them something, or as long as you're saying yes, or as long as you can provide them a certain need. But I'm glad the love of God is unconditional. It don't waver. Amen. It's unconditional. I like the way Paul described it in the book of Corinthians. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and reading through verse 4 through verse number 7. Talking about the love that they have for Christ. And I believe this is the same love that Christ has for us. And I believe this is what love does. I believe this love that God has for you and I, it's unconditional today. Listen, even yet while we were sinners, the Bible said that Christ died for you and I. I'm glad today God's love is unconditional for you and I today. Let's look at what the Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, verse number 4, reading through verse number 7. I'm talking about love. Talking about love. Amen. I listen, Brother Aaron, this is the love of God. Just like you love that pretty little boy, how you're laying there and you're holding your son and you're cradling your son, and your love compares with him. You didn't realize you could love somebody like that. I listen until you held him in your arms. I listen, neighbor, today, but I'm glad Jesus' love is unconditional. Amen. I listen, he loved me when I'm good. He loved me when I was bad. He loved me when I wasn't worth a dime. He loved me when man said you'll never amount to anything. He loved me when somebody said, listen, he'll never be this or you'll never be that. I'm glad God's love, I look beyond my faults. I'm glad God's love, I look beyond my failures. And he loves me unconditionally. That's exactly what God's love does. That's what God's love does. He loves us unconditionally. Unconditional. Look at what he said here. The Bible said it here in verse number 4. He said, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Look at verse number 5. He said, do not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Verse number 6. He said, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Verse number 7. beareth all things, believeth all things, hope all things, endureth all things. Amen. Did you get that? He hopes all things. He endures all things. He said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for your soul. I'm glad today the Lord Jesus Christ, he loves you unconditionally. Listen, people today, how they use that word love loosely. I listen, they'll love you today and they'll be your worst enemy tomorrow. I listen, they'll love you today and they'll despise you tomorrow. They'll love you today and they don't give a flip about you tomorrow. But God's love today, I'm telling you, it's unconditional. He loves you. It's settled. It's settled. The old account was settled long ago. It's settled. Jesus loves you.
Amen.
That's God's love. That's what love does. That's what love does. It's unconditional. It's unconditional. He said, God's love is patient. God knows I don't have much of that. And neither do you. Say amen right there.
Amen.
God's love is patient. Don't we all need more patience?
Yeah.
For all of y'all that ain't raising your hand, come back next Sunday and the whole sermon will be on that. But we all need patience. But he said, God's love is patient. He said, God's love is kind. There's times I'm not kind. Amen. You didn't have to say that. But God's love is not kind. Amen. I mean, God's love is kind. Christ's love, listen to this right here. Christ's love will never fade. Ain't that amazing? Christ's love never fades. It never fades. Amen. It never goes away. It never drops an inch. Brother Herman, God's love for you and I is just the same as it was the day I went to Calvary. He loved me then. He loves me now. And he'll love me until the day of redemption.
Amen.
That's what love does. Love is patient. Love is kind. That's God's love. That's what love does. Love never fades. God just never gets up on a Sunday morning or middle of the week and he says, you know what? I just don't love old Jeff Holsey. That don't happen. His love is unconditional. His love is unconditional. That's what we read there in the book of Philippians. Paul saying, God's love is and always has been and always will be unconditional. He said it's kind, it's patient, it's loving tenderness, it's mercy, and endures forever. I'm glad today his love will never fade. See, his love is not based on circumstance. It's never the end. See, today Christ chose to live in you. I like that song she sung. He could have picked a flower. He could have picked the rose of Sharon. He could have picked the sun, the stars in the heaven. He could have just created the universe and just allowed existence to be. But see, God chose to live in you. Amen. The greatest creation of God that he ever created was the human man and the human woman. And that is why God chose to dwell within us. Ain't that good? To know that we're living with the indwelling of the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is exactly what his love does. It's unconditional. It's unconditional. That's what his love does. That's what his love does. Then number two, not only do we see here that his love is not only unconditional, but his love is universal. His love is universal. He just, listen, I'm glad he didn't just choose the rich of the world. I'm glad he didn't just choose the poor of the world. I'm glad he didn't just choose the black. I'm glad he just didn't choose the white or the Jew or the Greek or the Gentile. He said, let whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. I'm glad today that's what his love is. His love is unconditional and his love is universal. It goes to anybody that desires it, that seeks it, that's looking, that's hungry, that's starving for it. He loves you. His love is universal. Look at John chapter 3, verse number 16. We all know that one. John chapter 3, verse number 16, talking about a universal love. Talking about a universal love. What love does? What love does? But when we look at the love of God, that how Jesus Christ can leave the palace of heaven and come and be born in a lowly old stable. How he left the presence of angels rejoicing and praising him and worshiping him. And he left all of that and come to a band of soldiers that wanted to kill him. How he left all of that and he come and bred and died. And men spit upon him and they mocked him and they put a crown of thorns in his head. Could I do that? No. Could you do that? No. But Jesus did it because that's what his love does.
Amen.
That's what his love does. Notice John 3:16, he says, for God so loved the world. The word so here is used as to mean a great extent. Amen. He could have just said, for God loved the world. But Brother Greg, he said, for God so loved the world. He wanted to extend it out. Amen. When the grandkids, I'll ask them, I'll say, how much you love Papa? And they'll say, I love you, Papa. That ain't enough. That ain't enough. I'll ask them again, Christy. I'll say, how much do you love me? And they'll say, with all my heart. Amen. They may not like to say it, but I like to hear it. I like to have that little extension. Then I also ask, don't you love me more than you do anybody else? I can't help it. That's a little extension of it. Amen. Man, that's what he's saying here in John 3:16. He said, for God, listen, Brother Monty, he said, for God so loved the world. Universal. It's universal. He loved the world that he created. He loved the world that he created. He loves the people in it. He loves the church. He loves you and I. That's just what love does. That's what God's love does. It's universal. So I'm telling you here today, you don't have to have a tie on. I'm telling you here today, you don't have to have a Cadillac in the carport. I'm telling you here today, you can be the poorest person in the world and living under a bridge, but Jesus loves you. You can be here today, and you can be the worst alcoholic in the world. Jesus loves you. He wants to save you, wants to redeem you. I'm here to tell you, Jesus loves you.
Amen.
See, sometimes I think we try to let the world think we don't care nothing about them. But I want them to know that, you know, I don't love their condition. I don't love their condition, but God loves them.
Yeah.
He chose to live in them, but it's up to us to choose to allow him. But his love is universal. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Man, what a love. What a love. For God so loved the world. It's universal. It's universal. If I asked Brother Aaron, I said, Brother Aaron, that precious baby boy you're holding, this is their only son. And I said, Brother Aaron, and I want you to tell me the truth. What's his name?
Everett.
That's, I want to make sure you remembered. Amen. But I said, Aaron, I want you, listen. Brother, little Everett here, he needs a kidney. I'm hoping and praying he don't, but just using that for example. I'm going to say he needs a kidney. You ain't got but one, just using this for example. You ain't got but one. But if we take yours, you're going to die. But you've got an opportunity to give your kidney to Everett. Will you be willing to do that he may live? You sure would. All right, well, I didn't know that, but that's good to know. Amen. Let me see. Come here, baby. I love how these kids just love me. This is Everett, everybody. Say, hey there. He's precious. You brought your camera and took a picture. But look here. This is Everett. His daddy would give his life. His daddy would give his life. For this little boy right here. He would. There's no doubt about it. He would. But I wonder this morning if I said, Brother Aaron, Brother Tommy Presley, uh-oh. He's ready. Give him some chewing back. I said, Brother Aaron, Tommy Presley back there needs this little boy's heart for him to live. You couldn't do that. Now, you love Brother Tommy. I know you do. I said, what about Brother Tim Robinson back there? He needs him. He needs this boy in order for him to live. You couldn't do it. I said, okay. Well, what about old Timmy Montgomery back there? Would you allow Timmy Montgomery to live? Would you let him have his heart? You couldn't do that. You couldn't do that. Boy, I couldn't. Amen. Oh, he don't want to go. He couldn't do that. But God's love was so universal that somebody had to go to the cross. Somebody had to die at Calvary. Somebody had to go. For who? For somebody didn't even know. Listen, Jesus Christ came over 2,000 years ago. I was born in 1967. I know you don't believe that, but in 1967 I came into this world. And guess what? Jesus died for me. Amen. He died for me. That little fella right there that I was holding, Everett, guess what? Jesus died for him. Amen. These precious babies that are all up, man, they're all over the building. Amen. That you're holding them tight. You're saying, preacher, don't take mine this morning. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, I got good news for you. Jesus loves them. That's exactly what his love does. See, his love is unconditional and it's universal. It's universal. He said, for God so loved the world. Even the enemies, he loved them. Even the sinners, he loved them. His love is universal. It's to a great extent. We know God's love is, we know he's got, we know his love is personal. We know that today. And he knows each one of us personally. But he is a love that has no beginning. And he is a love that has no ending. His love never ends. Christ didn't have to learn to love me. He already loved me. See, that's what his love does. That's what his love does. Thank God he chose to live in me. See, his love, that's what love does. You didn't have to learn to love those little children you're holding this morning. Man, the first time you looked at them, you knew your eyes met them and your heart melted. They were yours. And man, you think they're the prettiest baby in the world. Amen. And I'm not going to tell you any different. Amen. Man, but you know what? That we love them, we cherish them, we hold them. And that's exactly what God's love does for you and I today. He said, I loved you. I left heaven. Amen. I went to the cross. I went to the tomb. I went to the grave. I rose again. I'm sitting at the right hand of the Father. Why? Because that's what my love does. Amen. That's what my love does. His love is unconditional. It's universal. It's never ending. He loves you and it's universal. His love for the world, you and I. Then number three. Not only do we see what love does, and we see it's unconditional, we see it's universal, we see it's uncompared. It's uncompared. See, to compare something, it takes two things. To compare it. I'm going to use this water again. I made a big mistake the other night, but you had to be here to know what I did. But if I was going to compare them bottles of water, I can look at them. And I can compare this one is full, this one is nearly empty. Amen. This one has not been opened. This one has been opened. That's making comparison between two things. But the love of God, there's nothing in this world. There's not an ocean to look at. There's not a mountain to see. There's not a victory to be won that can compare to the love of God. It's uncomparable. It's uncomparable. I told Lisa yesterday, I think it was, we were sitting and talking. I said, you know, one thing I'd like to do before I die, not that I'm going anytime soon, hope not, but I said, one thing I'd like to do, I'd like to go see the Grand Canyon. I've never been there. How many's ever seen the Grand Canyon? Is it real? I don't know. I've never been there. But they tell me it's a big old place. That's all I know. I've never been there. They tell me to look at that place. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. I want to see that. Amen. What, you know, I asked you this morning, what could you compare that to? Could if you said you've been, hadn't you, Herman? You've seen it. Could I compare the Grand Canyon to the Fish Creek that runs under the bridge? It wouldn't work. What about you, Harley Creek? It wouldn't work. Well, there's really nothing in Rockmore going to compare to the Grand Canyon. Is that what you're saying? Well, that ain't worth two dead flies. You can't compare it. It's uncomparable. That's what love does. That's what God's love does. Listen, if you've never experienced the love of God, I can't explain it. If you've never experienced the love of God, I can't tell you how good it is. I can't show you how good it is. Because, Brother Don, it's uncomparable to anything I've ever had. It's uncomparable to anything I've ever felt. It's uncomparable to anything I've ever seen. That's just what love does. That's just what love does. It's uncomparable. It's uncomparable. But what God love does is uncomparable. See, God loves you personally, and He loves you passionately. He does. He knows when you're hurting. He knows when you're discouraged. He knows when you're going through things. But rest assured, even though you're facing those battles, even though you're going through storms, and even though sometimes you don't know the answer to all the questions, you can rest assured God loves you. And He's still got you. He's still got you. Amen. You're not alone. He knows exactly what you need. Just trust in the love of God. His love is unconditional. His love is universal. It's not bottled up. He gives it to anybody that wants it this morning. It's uncomparable to anything else. You're here this morning. You're feeling discouraged. We don't never know. Sometimes I wonder when I get ready on Saturday mornings or Friday nights or whatever day that I can just still away. And yesterday morning, I got up, my clock, I don't set the clock anymore. I just get up, wake up. I don't know why I do that. Now, I guess when you get a certain age, you just get up. But anyway, I wake up about anywhere from 5:30, 6 o'clock. I'm just wide awake. So I got up. I didn't want to wake Lisa up, so I didn't turn no lights on or anything. So I went on in the living room, and I just got my Bible, and I just said, Lord, just me and the Lord. I said, you know what they need tomorrow? He knew who was going to be here. Yeah. We're just about full. He knew who was going to be here. Somebody needed to hear that God loves you. I got to studying this message. I had my earphones on. Man, I was studying and I was listening to some gospel music, and man, I was putting my heart and soul in it, and I just felt the anointing of the Spirit of God come upon me. If you've never experienced that, you're missing something. Amen. To know, you look around, you wonder, somebody came in. Oh yeah, they did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, I was sitting in my living room going, thank you, Lord. And I read this and I studied this and then I got down on my knees. And I said, Lord, I don't know who it's for, but you do. So I want to preach it in the morning that it'll help them. It'll strengthen them. I always want to give you what you need, not necessarily what you want.
Amen.
But I want to give you what you need because we're in a battle. We're in a storm. Sister Jeanette, we need something to get us through. And there ain't nothing to get us through like the love of God. Remember, He chose you. He chose you. And He wants to live and abide in your life. Would you allow Him to do that this morning? We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song. We don't know your heart. We don't know your mind this morning. What love does, what love does, that's exactly what God's love does. He loves you. Amen. You're never alone. He's right there with you. Talk to Him. Seek Him. Most of all, trust Him. Boy, that's hard to do, ain't it? Trust Him. But I'm telling you, if you'll rely on God, He'll not let you down. As we stand together, Brother Robbie.